Any notion that she decided to buy the paper is a user illusion, except that there is no actual user in this case. The dilemma about whether free will exists is the most important of the dilemmas concerned with consciousness. We are descended from robots and composed of robots, and all the intentionality we enjoy is derived from the more fundamental intentionality of these billions of crude intentional systems. Daniel C. Dennett, Kinds of Minds. Supernatural contra-causal freedom really isn't necessary for anything we hold near and dear, whether it's personhood, morality, dignity, creativity, individuality, or a robust sense of human agency. Tom Clark, Director, Center for Naturalism. Either we dispense with all morality as an unscientific superstition, or we find a way to reconcile causation, genetic or otherwise, with responsibility and free will. Steven Pinker, How the Mind Works. If there is no free will, what about ethics? Can we expect people to behave other than they must? Materialists sometimes teleport the ethical dilemma into a vague realm of non-scientific concepts that are immune to disproof. For example, cognitive scientist Steven Pinker writes, "Like many philosophers, I believe that science and ethics are two self-contained systems played out among the same entities in the world, just as poker and bridge are different games played with the same 52-card deck. The science game treats people as material objects, and its rules are the physical processes that cause behavior through natural selection and neurophysiology. The ethics game treats people as equivalent, sentient, rational, free-willed agents, and its rules are the calculus that assigns moral value to behavior through the behavior's inherent nature or its consequences." The difficulty with Pinker's approach is that, even though he knows that ethics is necessary for all human endeavors, including science, he cannot ground it in an account of human nature that unites science and ethics. The question is not whether an ethics game can be developed whose rules treat people as equivalent, sentient, rational, free-willed agents, but whether such an account is grounded in reality. The question of free will is hardly an irrelevant squabble among philosophers of science. As philosopher George Grant observes, political and social theory in the Western world during the 20th century leaned very much in the direction of freedom. To modern political theory, man's essence is his freedom.